the best striker in European football currently. Find me a better striker than Ollie Watkins this season, and you'll be searching long and hard. Let's talk about Oliver George Arthur Watkins, the best striker in European football currently. Find me a better striker than Ollie Watkins this season, and you'll be searching long and hard. Currently 16 Premier League goals, 10 assists, leading goal and assist contributions in the Premier League so far this season. Only 2 goals behind Haaland. And Ollie Watkins, what a player. Ollie Watkins is elite, and Ollie Watkins is getting better and better. And those are coming from the words himself. He's saying that he wants to improve even more. And my God, if he improves even more, then we have got some striker on our hands here at Aston Villa. And I'm absolutely loving him. I'm loving his development. I'm loving his mentality. And I'm loving his overall game. How is he so good? He's so good because he's got an overall package that I don't think many strikers have got in Europe. He's got pace, he's got power, he's got a clinical edge to his game, he can create his own goals, he's a team player, he's humble, he's got a great mentality, he wants to improve, he wants to improve his game, he wants to be the best he can, he wants to fire Aston Villa into the Champions League. And I'm just absolutely loving life with Ollie Watkins. I think he's so good, and I think he's so underrated. You know, what's he improved? He's just improved everything. But the one thing and the one person that's helped him dramatically is Unai Emery. There's been a rough diamond there, and Unai Emery has came with a little cloth, and he's just polished him off. He's just made him nice and shiny. And having that coach that can believe in you, but that can also improve you, is something that we all wanted when Unai Emery came into Aston Villa. Ollie Watkins has got it all for me. He is clinical, he has got pace, his hold-up play is brilliant, and he's a team player, and that's the big part for me. He's a team player. The goals and assists are just unbelievable. You know, you'll be searching long and hard to find a player in Europe that can do what Ollie Watkins can do, and I think he's already got that passport ready in his suitcase, ready to go to the Euros, because currently, you know, Harry Kane is doing well. Harry Kane is leading the way in with European strikers, but Ollie Watkins is very, very close behind Harry Kane at the minute, and he's pushing the way, Ollie Watkins, and I'm just loving life under Ollie Watkins. We saw, you know, his goals that he scored against Luton, the header, phenomenal, the touch for the second, the strike, Henry-esque. It's Henry-esque. You know, the clinical edge to Ollie Watkins at the minute. And something that makes Ollie Watkins unique and so good is that if he misses a chance, it's out of his mind and he's thinking, next chance, I'm bagging. And that's huge for a striker. And confidence is huge. And Ollie Watkins is in the form of his life. And this is why Ollie Watkins is going to fire Aston Villa to the Champions League. We've got a goal scorer who's banging form. He's lethal. He's deadly. He's clinical. And I'm just loving it. I'm just absolutely loving him. And I can say with my chest out that I backed Ollie Watkins. I stuck with Ollie Watkins. And he's fantastic. What a player. What a player Ollie Watkins is. And who wants to come up against Ollie Watkins? Absolutely nobody. So, up the Ollie Watkins. Resilience and belief. I think those are two words that all will take from the weekend. And I know sometimes we all want us to play amazing football. We all want us to absolutely batter teams. We want it to be sort of Villa are cruising it 3-0 up, you know, getting that next goal against Luton, 3-0 up and absolutely cruise the second half. But at times when you look back and you think, do you know what? Them coming back Luton was probably a good thing, because we need those moments. We need those things to happen this season. We need to fight back. We need to have that resilience. We need to have that mindset of, if we go, you know, 1-0 down or 2-0 down, or we're 2-1 up and we're chasing a game, do we have the belief that we can come back into a game and get that victory? Have we done it before? And yes, we have. We've seen so many late goals this season. We saw a late goal against Crystal Palace at home, that desire to get back into a game. But that game against Luton, you know, I can't tell you, Villa fans, how important that's going to be for the next 11 games of this season, or looking back on the season and thinking, you know, that Luton result, that was absolutely huge. And I think when the lads got back in the changing room, there must have been that sense of, well, you know, we're not beat here. You can't hold us down. You can't pin us down. We'll keep going. And that mindset's huge. And, you know, I mentioned on the match reaction that Liverpool did it. And just that fighting back. We've saw City come back against Manchester United. How many times the Man City now keep coming back in games? So all of those things of coming back is going to harness and big up Unai's mindset of what he's tried to create at Villa. Yeah, the players can look at Unai's way of coaching and think, yeah, you know what, he gets us going and we're a fantastic team. But this mindset that Unai has created at Aston Villa now, this never say die attitude, keep fighting till the end, we want to be winners, we want to keep winning. And this is all harnessing and making up Unai's mentality at Aston Villa and the identity of what we are and who we are and what we're about to become. So it's absolutely huge. I was absolutely over the moon the weekend with the performance, because, yeah, we battered them first off. We had to show some gravitas going into, you know, that second half to keep fighting and get that victory. And it's just absolutely massive, and it sets us up for the end of the season. It sets us up for the Champions League race, and I think Villa are slowly starting to get that momentum now. 3 wins in a row is absolutely huge with what's to come and the challenges that are about to come our way. But we're more than ready. We're Aston Villa now. We're gonna do this. Here we go then. Big week. Do they come much bigger than this? Have they come much bigger than this in recent years? I don't think so. Ajax, Europa Conference League Thursday. Huge game, huge opportunity. Massive chance for us to set a marker down in Europe against the Giants, a big European giant. Now, I've already done the opposition preview for Ajax, and I know they're not confident, but we have to get this game right. This is an important game. European football hits differently. Knockout football hits differently. Have to approach it totally different. You know, the big thing for me, do not lose. Do not lose that game. Take something back to Villa Park. And inside here is going to be magic. Under the lights, like we've never experienced it before in recent years. So absolutely huge. So imperative that we take something back to Villa Park. And this is Unai Emery's bread and butter now. Knockout European football. This is what he's all about. He absolutely loves it. Will there be some rotation? Possibly. Is it needed? Possibly. With what's to come on the weekend. Spurs up next. This game, again, is absolutely massive. Aston Villa currently sit 5 points in front of Tottenham Hotspur with a chance to go 8. We're already 11 points clear of Manchester United. We both play each other, so we don't want to lose out on this game. United win and they can gain points on us again. So I think it's so important for Aston Villa not to lose this game and just to keep our advantage. I think we're in great form now, where we need to be. Business end of the season, going to be a tough game. But can you get at Spurs? Yes. Do they have a way of playing? Yes. Can you expose that way of playing? Yes. Do they differ their style? Not too much. So the way in which Unai sets about his team, he can employ different tactics, he's versatile, he adapts to the opponents. I think we can do a job on these here on Sunday and put that marker down for Aston Villa to be a Champions League team. There's a long way to go, but we are in the mix. And this week is absolutely huge. I wanted to maintain last week that I stuck with focusing on Luton one game at a time. But this week now is absolutely huge. And I would just love to hear your thoughts on how you're feeling and how you're feeling about this week ahead. But it's absolutely massive. And as I think as Villa fans, we're all absolutely loving this season and this stadium. And I absolutely love coming here. I feel like it's my home. It's where I feel comfort. I feel comfort when I'm here. And these are the exact same set of steps that I walk up every single match day. I will not walk up any other set of steps. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk of how would you feel about leaving Villa Park and etc. And that's maybe something we could do in the future and really have a look at how we go about what we're going to do at Villa Park. But for now, this is home and this is where I love being. And I feel at ease when I'm at Villa Park, you know. I just feel a sense of belonging when I walk around here, when I sit on these steps, when I sit in my seat and I feel, you know, with our Villa family, and I'm just so happy that when I get to create this content that I get to create it with you guys, and you guys get to enjoy it, and you guys get to enjoy our journey. So it's a huge week. It's a week that we should all be fully embracing, looking forward to, and just enjoying being Villa fans, because this season has been magnificent. And we're now about to get to the part where we finish the job off up the Villa.